Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We've had all but two mayoral candidates on the Lisa Dent Show, and I'm very happy that Congressman Chuy Garcia made some time to join us today. Thank you so much for joining us, Congressman. I'm Lisa. Lauren Lapka is here as well.
Good afternoon. Delighted to join you from Washington, D.C.
And I hear in D.C. today there's a plan to perhaps ban TikTok.
There are all kinds of conversations about social media, about their role, about the role of the Chinese and the Chinese Communist Party. There's talk about the need for regulating crypto. So all kinds of things are on the burner in D.C.
I think they're actually encrypting your phone call right now. That's kind of what it sounds like. Let's see if we can get a clearer signal. Congressman Chuy Garcia wants to be the next mayor of Chicago. He is with us today on 720 WGN. They're just trying to see if they put him on hold 1 second and bring him back, if that will actually clear up that phone line so we can hear him, because that's why we're excited to have him on. And Steve Bertrand is out today, so Lauren Lapka is on. Hey, Congressman, are you with us?
I am.
Ah, sounds much better. Sounds much better now. Okay, so Local 150 commissioned a comprehensive poll as an in-kind contribution to your campaign. They talked to 700 people between November 10th and 17th. And, of course, the big headline came out today that says that you are the front runner in the race for Chicago mayor, leading Mayor Lori Lightfoot by 7 points in the first round, 31 points in the second. You endorsed her in 2019. How do you think she's done so far?
Well, she hasn't done well whatsoever. I think the poll results and other polling that's been done show that the city needs new leadership. She's not been a good manager of the city's resources. Crime is at an all-time high. New leadership is needed in the city, a new stewardship. We need to stimulate our economic engines in the city, and we need a steady hand at the helm on the fifth floor of City Hall. Given all of my experience in different levels of government and my long tenure in the city of Chicago and knowledge of the neighborhoods, I think I can put all of those assets to work for city residents.
Lauren, what would you like to ask Chuy?
Well, so you just mentioned crime and how Lightfoot has failed the city in that respect. Paul Vallis, another candidate, actually announced his crime plan yesterday that included firing Superintendent David Brown. I was just wondering, do you already have a plan in place for tackling crime in the city? What would you do differently?
We have a framework for how we'll be approaching public safety and combating crime, preventing and interrupting violence in the city. We're beginning a series of listening sessions to get input from every perspective, from community residents, from youth, from senior citizens, from police officers, from all stakeholders across the city. Chicago has a robust core of people that have been working to prevent and interrupt crime, especially retaliatory shootings. We think all of their voices need to be heard, but surely leadership is critical. I, too, will replace Superintendent Brown. I think he's been a failure. Mayor Lightfoot has tied herself to him. I don't understand why, because he hasn't shown much success in combating crime. This is critical. Improving the morale of the Chicago Police Department, building trust between community residents, especially in the most affected communities that suffer the greatest levels of crime, preventing the type of crime that's become commonplace, even in neighborhoods that previously had not experienced it, top priority. And of course, the involvement of residents in preventing and solving crimes is also very, very important. All of this means that we need to modernize our department. We need to lift the next generation of leadership from within the police department. And we need to have a plan in place of leadership that plans effectively and learns from the experiences. That isn't happening in Chicago. We will be releasing a comprehensive plan at the start of the new year.
Congressman Chuy Garcia is with us. He wants to be the next mayor of Chicago. A new poll shows that he is the front runner along with Mayor Lightfoot. So I have to ask you, Congressman, you said that you would promote from within. Are you saying that you would definitely replace Superintendent Brown with someone who is already on staff with the Chicago Police Department?
I think there is a plenty of leadership in the Chicago Police Department. It hasn't been enabled to flourish, to bring their ideas forward, to embark on innovative strategies to prevent crime, to fight crime, to lower the terrible homicide rate, a rate that goes unsolved almost at 80-85%, one of the highest in the country. A department that is quite demoralized for lack of leadership. I believe that the talent is within the Chicago Police Department, but we also need to deploy resources that will improve the quality of life of police officers, not only improve their morale, but also have reasonable work shifts so that you don't have the burnout and that we stop the exodus of officers who are leaving because they don't think the department is being led effectively or that there is a career path that gives them satisfaction and fulfillment in the important job that they do. So leadership is critical in improving and turning around the police department as it is in providing leadership to all of the city of Chicago. We need new strategies for recruitment and retention of officers. We need to ensure that neighborhoods as well as downtown are feeling safe. People need to.
And of course, all of that takes a budget. All of that takes a big budget. That's going to take money to accomplish, money that apparently. Where does that come from? And go ahead.
I think the budgeted amount, almost $2 billion in the 23 budget, thanks to the support of the federal government, Congress, and the White House, we played a critical role in making sure that Chicago wasn't in a worse fiscal condition over the past 3 years since the pandemic. I think the resources are there. I think it's about management and leadership in the department. It's about staffing up to the budgeted level of officers, 1,600 vacancies in the department. It's because of the lack of leadership and morale that we haven't been able to staff up to those levels. Staffing up to those levels, getting officers out of from desks and onto the streets, and prioritizing the work of officers to address the truly violent crimes and to prevent those crimes have to be top of mind for new leadership in Chicago. Those are the types of changes that we need and that we're going to be embarking on making a reality for all Chicago residents.
Okay, Lauren, did you want to get another question in?
Yeah, Congressman, I know you're a very busy man, but I got to know, have you been following the drama between the Jamal Green campaign and the Willie Wilson campaign and that leaked audio of an apparent bribe between Wilson's consultant Ricky Hendon and a Green campaign staffer?
Only in a little bit of the social media that's been shared with me. It looks like kind of a personal fight that goes back some time. I hate to see that kind of stuff play out in the public light. Voters don't need that type of negative back and forth. We need to be focused on the issues, and that's what our campaign is about. The poll that you led with at the top of this story gives us a lot of enthusiasm. We knew when we filed almost 50,000 signatures in only 3 weeks that we were on the right track. We've raised significant money, and we're receiving endorsements every day. That's the positive message that we have to share with voters. That's the type of campaign that we're going to run citywide.
And Congressman, before I let you go, and once again, thanks for being on the Lisa Dent Show. What one of your opponents in this race would you consider hiring? One person.
Hiring?
Yeah. If there was one
in
person you could.
Yeah.
For your transition team, in your administration, is there one person that is also on this ballot that you would consider hiring?
Well, because there are at least three people that I could see a future role either in the campaign or in an administration, I'm not going to play favorites because if I pick one, then the other two might get upset with me. But I'm hoping that we get to the point where we can have those types of discussions. I want to be respectful of them. I think there are other talented people in the race. But again, I think I'm the most experienced, the one with the deepest relationships, whether it's in city council, at the county board in Springfield, or in Washington. And I want to put those relationships to work for the city of Chicago.
Thank you for your time, Congressman.
Thank you.
Congressman Chuy Garcia, he will be on the ballot for mayor of Chicago on February 28th. Lauren has your news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.